From Hollywood, Rudy Valley presents The Dream Show.
Your time is your time. Your time is my time.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Oh, Mr. Valley.
Yes, Pinky.
Oh, Mr. Valley, I got great news. My girlfriend Cecilia entered a beauty contest and oh, it was a photo finish.
A photo finish?
Yeah, the judges took one look at her photo and that was the finish.
Yes, Rudy Valley with Pinky Lee, Patsy Moran, that effervescent Scotch entertainer Ella Logan, Benny Kruger's music, and that famous restaurateur Don the Beachcomber. Brought to you by Dreen Shampoo. Yes, for lovely, lustrous hair, use Dreen.
No other shampoo, only Dreen Shampoo with hair conditioning action. Leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Pinky, answer the phone. I'd like to finish studying this menu.
Okay. Hello? Villa Valley Nightclub. Pinky Lee the Busboy speaking. Who? The American Red Cross? Oh, yes. Mr. Valley and I have sent in our contribution, just as everyone should. Yeah, we also sent you samples of our blood, in case you ever need any. What's that about Mr. Valley's blood? Oh, sure. Yeah, I'll tell him. Goodbye.
Pinky, what did they find in my blood?
Dream shampoo.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Pinky. I've got the only blood ever approved by good housekeeping. Well, what did they say about your blood?
They said if they want hot water, they'll ask for it.
Hot water, eh? Hot water, eh? You must have your corpuscles come over and invite my corpuscles over for tea sometime.
Yes.
Now, if you don't mind, we'll get down to work.
Yes.
I finally found the way to increase business at Villa Valley.
You have?
Pinky, do you know Don the Beachcomber?
No, but my brother was a beachcomber in Chicago during the war.
A beachcomber in Chicago?
Yeah, he used to stand at the railroad station and watch the waves come in.
He couldn't have been the Coast Guard. For your information, Don the Beachcomber is the creator and originator of my favorite Hollywood restaurant.
Is that so?
Which I go every Thursday night after the broadcast. Mm. I always see him seated in his special chair among his trophies, sharks, teeth, and fishing nets that hang from the ceiling. Mm. As he sits there in the candlelight, there is an air of mystery, romance, and glamour about him. It has been said that women throw themselves at his feet.
Oh, fish toss and rabble dabble. What has his feet got that you haven't got?
Good point.
Yes, definitely.
Not long in arriving at it. Nevertheless, here is a menu from the Beachcomber. You'll notice that the secret of its success is its rum drinks and food.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Valley. Now I know who Don the Beachcomber is, but who is Captain Andy Gillis?
Captain Andy Gillis?
Yes.
I've never heard of him.
Well, here's his name right here on top of the menu. Captain Andy Gillis.
That's capon under glass. I'm trying to teach you something. Why do you fight me?
Have you ever
tasted imported lychee?
Weechee?
Lychee. Nuts to you.
Is that on the menu or your personal opinion?
And those drinks, Pinky.
Yes.
For instance, when my friends and I eat there,
yes,
we start with a Manteco Bay with the shrimp and egg rolls. A cubicula with a spare rib.
Yes.
With a mandarin duck, we have a full-bodied Jamaica rum.
Oh, what do you know?
With a dessert, we have a glass of Barbados rum, vintage 1813. Mm-hmm. And then we sit around for hours and inhale the bouquet of coffee in rare old rum.
It's different where I eat. We start off with a bowl of good old clam chowder, ice water on the side. With the salad, we have milk, Holstein vintage 1946. With the entree, we have Pepsi-Cola in which we dunk hot biscuits. And after that, we sit around for hours and inhale the bouquet of rare old bicarbonate of soda.
What about the dessert?
We never get to that. We just lie on the floor and look up at the waiter and yell, "Ooh, you made me so mad!"
Pinky, here's a delicacy I created, which I hope will equal anything that Don the Beachcomber serves. I'd like you to taste it.
Okay. Mmm. Mmm. Oh, Mr. Valley.
Yes?
I think you have the answer to the atomic bomb.
Well, I didn't think much of it either, especially after I fed some to my cat. Last seen, she was 3 miles up over San Diego, heading south. That's why I sent Ella Logan down to the Beachcomber. I want her to get the secret recipe for Don's most famous dish.
That sounds very good, Mr. Valley. Oh, excuse me. Somebody's knocking at your door.
Well, Pinky, you say that after, not before.
I'm sorry, Mr. Valley. When I went to school, I was a backward child.
All right, no harm done. Come in. Ah, it's Ella. Well, Ella, did you get that secret recipe?
Oh, I couldn't get it, Rudy. The doorman told me to beat it. He said he didn't like my face. And I told him if he didn't like my face, he could lump it.
What happened?
He lumped it.
Well, I wish I... What about you, Pinky?
Oh, well, gee whiz, I wish I'd have been with you, Miss Logan. I wish I had. I wish I'd have been right here in the script at the time. The last time I saw a guy get fresh with a girl...
No, take your time. What did you do?
Huh?
What did this?
Oh, well, see, the last time I saw a guy get fresh with a girl, you know what I did? I took my hat off, threw my coat off, pulled my gloves off, and then...
Yes?
He knocked my block off.
Don't mind, Pinky, Ella. Before he was born, his mother was frightened by his father. Listen, kids. I think I know how I can get that secret recipe of Don.
Yes?
Don the Beachcomber's right-hand man is an Englishman. He picked up in one of the South Sea Islands, I think Tahiti somewhere. A fellow named Sir Reginald Flintwhistle. I've invited him here tonight.
But, Rudy, do you think this fellow Flintwhistle will give you the recipe?
Well, he's crazy about the South Seas, so I'm going to sing songs which will remind him of Tahiti and the South Sea Islands. Pinky, let's go into the club while I get Flint in the South Sea mood with an old Tahitian favorite. Ladies and gentlemen of the Villa Valley, in singing my first song tonight, I consider it my privilege, my honor, my pleasure, my joy, my distinction, my delight.
Mr. Valley, what's the name of the song?
My Tani.
Oh.
Farewell, my Tani, child of the coral. We dreamt of heaven, but you've forgotten me. Once on silver sands, we held lonesome hands. That's why my Tani, I cry, come back to me.
Oh, once upon a time, on silver sand, we held lonesome hands.
That's why my Tani, I cry, come back to me.
Say, Rudy, I have a financial paper of yours. It says, I owe you one encore.
That's one debt I'm happy to liquidate, Truman.
I dream of Jeannie with a light brown hair, born like a zephyr on the summer air.
Girls, for hair that's a dream of loveliness, no matter what its hue, make your shampoo Dream. Yes, Dream your hair, and you bring out all its natural beauty. Actually, as much as 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Dream your hair, and you free it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. Dream your hair, and you completely remove unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. Here's what magazine cover girl and Dream girl Jackie Michelle has to say.
I have a date with Dream every week. No other shampoo leaves my hair so lustrous, yet so beautifully behaved.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dream shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Ella, listen. Sir Reginald Flintwhistle is here. I want you to help me get Don the Beachcomber's secret recipe from him. You're part English, aren't you?
Well, my mother was English, my father was Scotch, and I was born on the boat coming over.
What were you?
Seasick.
Ella, please, no nonsense. And Pinky.
Yeah?
Whatever Sir Reginald asks for, I want you to bring it to him with alacrity.
What would that last word, Mr. Valley, if I'm not too antediluvian?
Alacrity. What's the opposite of slow?
I don't know.
How do you walk?
Bow-legged.
Oh, Rudy, do you think Sir Reginald will give the recipe if I kiss him?
No, let's try kindness first. Besides, he's a bit too old for that sort of thing.
Oh, don't be silly. Last night I was out with a man old enough to be my father.
Who was it?
My father.
I'm sorry, Ella. If you must be romantic, Pinky is available.
Not for me, Mr. Valley. I'm an able-bodied man.
So what?
I demand a grable-bodied woman.
This is going to be done my way, and that's final. I'm firm and determined.
I'm ready and willing.
I'm Lum and Abner.
Shall we dance? All right, then. When Sir Reginald Flintwistle gets here...
I am here. I am Sir Reginald Flintwistle, the third.
You mean this happened twice before?
I said I am Sir Reginald... Rusty Wench, isn't she? I am Sir Reginald Flintwistle, personal friend of the King of England, the King of Norway, and the King of Denmark.
Okay, put them all together and what do you got?
Three kings.
No good, I got three aces.
But don't be shocked, Sir Reginald. This is our busboy, Pinkham Lee.
Charmed, I am indeed, old boy.
Oh, tally-ho, pip-pip, tut-tut, and 7-up.
And how is everything in jolly old England, Sir Reginald? My uncle met my aunt in London, you know.
Piccadilly?
He certainly did.
Well, well. It's a small world.
Yes, I can tell that from my fan mail.
Decently clever. Forgive me for not laughing outright, Mr. Valley. You see, I just had my face lifted.
Really? Who do you think took it?
Quiet, Pinky, quiet. Sir Reginald, I want the secret recipe which made Don the Beachcomber famous.
Well, sir, that dish is called Wahoo Soy Fooey Wonton Hubba Hubba. The recipe will cost you £10.
£10, nothing. We'll give you $300 and not a penny more.
But, Ella, what?
I accept. Miss Logan, I can see you are nobody's fool.
Not yet, but I expect a proposal very soon.
All right, Sir Reginald, it's a deal. Here's my check for $300.
And here is the recipe. It's written in Mongolian, you know.
That's all right. My check is written in Latin.
Now, mum's the word, Mr. Valley. Don the Beachcomber has methods of wreaking vengeance upon those who steal his precious recipes. Methods he has learned in the Orient. You're not afraid, are you, Mr. Valley?
Afraid? Of course not. I'm not afraid. It says here.
Oh, Rudy, the head waiter asked me to give you this note. It's from one of your customers.
A note for me? Mm-hmm. Let me see. Dear Rudy, I'd be very happy if you would have Ella Logan sing at this time. Signed, Mrs. J. Unload, Van Storage. Oh, she's one of our best customers. Eccentric, but a good spender. Let's go to her table and welcome her. How do you do, Mrs. Van Storage? May I present Ella Logan?
The Flattering Mutual!
Calling Barnum and Bailey, Gargantua's loose again.
Quiet, please. Mrs. Van Storage is a very beautiful woman. When she lived in New York, she was chosen Miss Manhattan.
She was Miss Manhattan?
Yes.
So this is what the Indians sold for $24.
With your husband?
No, my husband died 6 months ago.
I'm sorry. What did he die of?
I don't know. I was acquitted. How about you, Miss Logan? Have you ever thought about marriage?
Thought about it? I've dreamed so much about orange blossoms, I keep a smudge pot at the foot of my bed.
With me, it's different, Miss Logan. Once I sent my picture to the Lonely Hearts Club.
And what happened?
I got 3 letters from a cocker spaniel.
Pardon me, girls, but there's a man coming in here to interrupt you.
Who?
Me. It's about time I had a line in this script.
Oh, Mr. Valley, you're so bright and clever.
You're so kind and thoughtful.
I'm still Lum and Abner.
Shall we dance? Oh, Ella, we mustn't forget that Mrs. Van Storage has requested a song from you.
Oh, indeed we mustn't. We can't disappoint so charming a character as you, Mrs. Van Storage.
No.
Can we now? my dear, I shall sing It's a Grand Night for Singing.
Thank you.
It's a grand night for singing. The moon is flying high, and somewhere a bird who is bound he'll be heard is throwing his heart at the sky. It's a grand night for singing. The stars are bright above. The earth is aglow, and to add to the show, I think I am falling in love. Falling in love. Maybe it's more than the moon. Maybe it's more than the birds. Maybe it's more than the sight of the night in a light too lovely forward. Maybe it's more than the earth, shiny and silvery blue. Maybe the reason I'm feeling this way has something to do with you. It's a grand night for singing. The moon is flying high, and somewhere a bird who is bound he'll be heard is throwing his heart at the sky. It's a grand night for singing. The stars are bright above. The earth is aglow, and to add to the show, I think that I'm falling in love.
Mr. Valley, Don the Beachcomber is here.
Don the Beachcomber?
Yes.
He must have found out that I bought his secret recipe.
Don't worry, Mr. Valley. I'll go over and I'll talk to him, and I'll talk to him into sparing your life. Just leave everything to me. I got to get rid of these squeaky socks. excuse me, Mr. Beachcomber.
Yes, what is it?
I'm Pinky Lee.
Well, don't worry about it, boy. There's always plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Just a minute, Mr. Beachcomber.
If you're trying to make a fool out of me, it's too late. I know why you're here, Mr. Beachcomber, and you got to listen to me. Mr. Valley is too young to die. Much too young to die. He wants to live, live, live.
Pinky.
Wait, there's one more. Live. Oh, wait. Oh, he's so young, so alive. He doesn't want to die. He has everything to live for. Please, please don't kill him. I beg of you, my hands and knees, please. If you have any mercy in your soul, let him live. I beg of you, please, live. That's good acting, ain't it? It's too late for the Academy Award, isn't it? Believe me, Mr. Beachcomber, Mr. Valley is so kind, so generous. He spends money like a sober sailor. You don't want to hurt Mr. Valley. After all, we're only young once.
Yes, but he's had his chance.
I'm afraid you have me there.
I'll give you back if anyone wants you.
There must be an answer to that and still stay on the air.
I meant nothing unkind, Pinky. I really like you. I like your green face and your pink eyes. You remind me so much of a human being.
Thank you. Likewise. Huh? But what about Mr. Valley?
Well, I've nothing against Mr. Valley. I came here to take his picture for my collection of radio stars. That's my hobby, you know, photography. I'm one of Mr. Valley's greatest fans.
One of his greatest what?
Fans. Fans. What does your mother do in the summer to keep cool?
She drinks beer.
Well, the next time she gets one with a good head on it, grab it. Look, Pinky, I'm going out to get my camera. It's in my car. I'll see you later.
Pinky. Yeah.
Where's Don the Beachcomber?
He went out, but he's coming back in a few minutes. You see?
He is?
Yeah.
Well, I'd better sing my song before he gets back. Ladies and gentlemen, this time, very happy to sing a song. It's a long been a favorite here at Villa Valley. And since I received several requests to sing it, I should do it. I know. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Benny Kruger, the musical. Her name was Kitty, from Kansas City. Sure was a pity, she wasn't pretty. Hey, she's not so hard to see. She weighs 243. I hope she doesn't get much fatter, but if she does, that doesn't matter, Kitty, from Kansas City. Now there's a girl that I adore. She's so dumb, she doesn't know a thing. Why, she thinks that July the 4th was an English king. I love her, that's easy to see. It's Kansas City Kitty for me. But she's so dumb, and how she likes to dance. Why, she thinks Rudy Valley is a street in Paris, France. I love her, that's easy to see. It's Kansas City Kitty for me. Her name was Kitty, 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 Kitty from Kansas City. Sure was a pity, she wasn't pretty. Hey, I loved her just because she's not the girl she was. She can cook and she can wash when she means, yeah, Kitty from Kansas City. Now there's a girl that I adore. She's so dumb, her brain is in a whirl. Why, she thinks that Babe Ruth was a chorus girl. I love her, that's easy to see. It's Kansas City Kitty for me. But she's so dumb, she really is a dear. Why, she thinks that Sing Sing is a lullaby. I love her, that's easy to see. It's Kansas City Kitty for me. But she's so dumb, sometimes it almost kills. Why, she thought Rudy Valley was a place between two hills. Hey, I love her, it's easy to see. It's Kansas City Kitty for me.
Of a young lady named Jeanette, a poet once wrote these words about her lovely hair. It was brown with a golden gloss, Jeanette. It was finer than silk of the floss, my pet. 'Twas a beautiful mist falling down to your wrist. 'Twas a thing to be braided and jeweled and kissed. 'Twas the loveliest hair in the world, my pet. To discover what a glamorous difference you can make in your hair, use Dreen with Hair Conditioning Action. Dreen your hair, and you bring out all its shining beauty. Actually, as much as 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Dreen your hair, and you free it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. As leading hairstylists can tell you,
Dreen has a wonderful hair conditioning action. It leaves your hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing at home or beauty shop.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action. Leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Oh, Miss Logan, did you see Mr. Valley? I want to tell him that Don the Beachcomber came here to take his picture.
Well, Mr. Valley's in his private office.
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah.
You're cute.
Thank you, so am I.
And you're handsome, too.
Oh, no, I'm not. Well, ain't you going to argue with me a little?
Oh, you really are handsome, Pinky. After all, what's Clark Gable got that you haven't got? And what if he has?
Well, my girlfriend Cecilia thinks I'm a lot better looking than Clay than Gable.
She does?
Yeah, but don't go by her. She's nuts. Miss Logan, why do you stop to talk with me?
Oh, because I like you, stupid.
Well, if you like me stupid, you're certainly getting what you like. Just what is it you like about me, huh?
Oh, I love the way your nose crinkles up when you smile. And I love the way it hangs there when you stop smiling.
Oh, you're just saying that to be nice.
You're different.
Different?
Yeah, most men look like men.
Thank you. I think. I think you're different, too. You know, last week I had a date with a girl and she said some very foolish words.
No.
That was one of them. Oh, look, Miss Morgan. Miss Morgan, there's Don the Beachcomber going into Mr. Valley's office. Gee, I hope he gets some good picture shots.
Hello, Rudy.
Hello, Don. You want to see me?
Yes, I'd like to take a few shots.
But you're not going to shoot me in cold blood.
You don't expect me to warm it up for you, old boy.
But Don, you can't. It's not right.
Well, why not? It's my hobby.
Your hobby?
Yes, and you're going to be my favorite, Rudy.
You're so good to me.
How many shots can I take?
What's par?
But I like to get you from all sides.
Yes.
I think I'll start with your head. Now, look pleasant, Rudy.
Look pleasant yet.
Smile, Rudy, smile.
What do you want, blood? What am I saying?
Turn around, Rudy. I want one of your back. That's right. Now, I don't want the flash frighten you, Rudy. Here we go.
You got me. I guess it's all over. I'm dying, Don. I'm dying.
Rudy, are you crazy? Haven't you ever had your picture taken?
I'm dying, I tell you. But before I go...
Picture? Of course. This is a camera. I came here to take a snapshot of you.
A snapshot? Well, heavens to Kodak. You mean you're not angry? But Sir Reginald, I gave him $300 for your recipe for Wahoo, Foy Sui, Wonton, Hubba Hubba.
$300? Great Scott, man. You've been serving that stuff here in your own nightclub ever since you opened it.
I've been serving Wahoo, Foy Sui, Wonton, Hubba Hubba?
Yes, it's nothing but ham and eggs.
Rudy Vallee will present another Dream Show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday night at the same time from Hollywood with Pinky Lee, who appears through the courtesy of Earl Carroll and Republic Pictures, Patsy Moran, Benny Kruger in his music, Ella Logan, and that Warner Brothers heartthrob, Robert Alda.
It's time to sing a good night song again to you. It's time to say another so long again. These precious moments we knew in our rendezvous, the happiness of fun and song, we'll soon renew it. Won't be long until all the lights burn low again. And so you see, it really is time to go again. And soon the stars will be gleaming, sweet dreams you'll be dreaming, for it's time to sing a goodnight song again. Friends, for the wonderful Red Cross, war is not over. They've much to do in many places all over the world. A little help from a lot of us will aid tremendously. So give, please give. And you U.S. families, don't forget your urge to continue saving used kitchen fats. They're badly needed by industry to speed the plentiful return of many things we need and want, including fabrics, paints, and soap. So save every drop, every mealtime.
For lovely, lustrous hair, use Dream. No other shampoo, only Dream shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Tonight's Dream Show was written by Robert Markle. Remember, Thursday night is one of the all-star nights on NBC, so tune in earlier next Thursday for a great parade of stars. This is Truman Bradley speaking.
It's a washing miracle for silks, nylons, woolens, dishes.
What are you talking about?
Dreft. I'll spell it. D-R-E-F-T, Dreft. Yes, ladies, and Dreft spells faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history.
With Dreft, my lingerie, nylons, woolens all stay beautiful as a dream. And dishes. Say, Dreft makes dishes shine without wiping.
Yes, ladies. For faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history, tomorrow get Dreft.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.